Jay Sachidanand, resuming the satsang. So, tell everybody in your family members, I want to take this path of celibacy and total dedication in the cause of salvation. And when everybody agrees, that is when you are allowed to come here, if somebody has an objection. But until then, the biggest thing you can hang on to is five agnas. That is more important. And then the double A, double B is helping and complementary to that. And then keep the MBCA, the Man, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar, the intellect, the ego, the mind and the chit separate, and be an observer. And this, what I've just said, is for everyone who is listening, Deepak Bhai says. And just have the goal of liberation only. The more you have the goal in front of you, the more you will be able to remain on it, and the slightest deviation, the pratikraman is already there. And so now this is very important, that if you divert from the path and you are able to bring him back, if you are able to bring Jeff's prakriti back, the non-complex back, then you can understand that Jeff's prakriti is malleable, is reversible, and can be made to follow the path, which is very good. But otherwise you'll say 15 years have passed, after Gnan I still have this such severe sticky errors and mistakes. And so, otherwise the prakriti is such, the non-self complex is such, that no matter how much you tell him, he will still go in the wrong path, and that is employing deceitful means, is it not? Even if you show him, hey, you're on a dead wrong path, I'm not with you, and yet if he does not listen to you, then you have to recognize that this is a heavy disease here, and therefore you need to become even more strongly established on the path of liberation, the Y capital one, and be there for the person who is taking the wrong path, like the one who keeps going again and again on the drunken path, on the path of drunkenness. And so the moment he sees because the nature of this prakriti, the non-self complex, says that the moment you see a liquor shop, you get the tingling within. Somebody's got a little tingling that goes on, the stirring up within with reference to pride, somebody with stirring up with reference to sexuality, somebody with reference to greed, somebody with reference to just silly, non-specific becoming Teya and Jeff for no reason at all. And then this is the hollowness. This is the lack of substance within. And this is where the intellect plays a role to perpetuate it. And so there'll be the intellect will always show what's wrong with it. It will show some way or the other of trying to get you in that old ways. And that is where you need to be extremely awakened and extremely in your purusharth, in your highest inner endeavor. And this is where the parakram, and it is in the new book of Pratikram that we have just sent you. Parakram means the highest inner effort. If it's higher, so no matter how much Jeff rebels, you do not give in. If you can just pass that very dangerous time for that little time and hang on and not let go at that time and not let him slip, then you have just done parakram. It's just like climbing the Himalayas now. And that will give you tremendous inner energies, extra booster energies. So these will arise, and it is by doing these kind of parakram that you will be able to break the very severe spiritual blockade, atkan of sexuality, particularly because the stock that has been filled is one of interest. You like it. You used to like it. You used to love it. You used to look for it. Now the next one. 2 to 3 days ago, I heard you. I had heard something. Gnani Panu, that you have just also mentioned something about it. I want to explore it further, because then there is a I-ness. Okay, Mahatmas have I-ness, and then the Gnani has Gnani Panu. Gnani means the Gnani-ness. Panu means ness. So my-ness, I-ness, and then Gnani-ness. If you are a Mahatma, Then as above, beyond the Mahatma stage is the stage of the Gnani. So once you become experienced and established in your experience as the S capital self, then from a Mahatma you will become, as your experience will increase from 2% to 3%, your Gnani state will increase. And then there is this new extra stuff that comes in, which is called the Gnani-ness, Gnani-pano. What is your goal? The goal is to become a Gnani. In fact, the goal of all of us is to become Gnanis, the enlightened ones, the fully enlightened ones. So if you have that goal in your mind and in your target, then you will not miss away. You'll not skip and be anywhere else. As once your awareness increases, of course you will feel as if you know something. But as long as you have some effects, then you are not in the experience level yet. Deepak, Dada Shri used to say that it happens for us. But in Dada Shri's collections of the, if we were talking about Dada Shri's, you had mentioned something about the Gnaniness. Dada Shri has said, if somebody touches my feet, says Dada, when 4 days later he bad-mouths me, Dada Shri says that my love for him does not decrease. I will still bless him. Dada Shri says, I will have compassion for him. If he puts a garland around me and if he touches my feet and 4 days later he criticizes me, my love for him will be the same. And in the April, Dada Vani had a lot of it. Even in Niruma. And Dada Shri told Niruma, you also keep the same. This is how Dada Shri became the embodiment of love, because this is the only path. Because I set this particular mode, Niru, Ben, you also do the same. And there is a lot of it. April of 2003, April 2006, Dada Vani has a detail on all of this. And there's about 20 pages of this which came out. In fact, if you remind me later on and I will send it to you. This is very beautiful stuff about how Dada Shri molded his closest associate to become a Gnani. And why don't you become like me? He says, Niruben. Dada Shri tells Niruma, Niruben, why don't you get out of this? This is how I have escaped out of this path of the world. And I have become a Gnani, and you too can become the same way. So these are all milestones that you have to have. If you have those milestones in front of you, you can go one step after the other in that direction. And if you remember those and if you tag them, the next one is like the naturalness, to remain in the present. Sahajta, to be the natural one. If you are natural, and then you say, you can't leave the past and you're worried about the future, that means you're not natural. You're not in the present. Sahajta is a very beautiful word. This is the attribute of the Gnani. Dada Shri says, I follow and I move according to the unfolding of my evidences. So if we cannot move according to the unfolding of our evidences, therefore, we are stuck up somewhere, Dada Shri says. Dada Shri says, I can understand where my weakness is when I compare myself to a Tirthankar Lord, like the Simandar Swami or Mahavir Bhagavan. So this is, when you compare yourself to somebody who is higher than you, then you will be able to go in that direction. That is a target, but the most important for the one who is natural, the one who has the clear and the direct experience of the self as capital, he does not have to apply 5 agnas, whereas we all have to apply the 5 agnas, and we all have to have the awareness that we should not hurt anyone, and we should have the targets of the flawless vision, and if we hurt anyone, then pratikraman is there. If somebody hurts us, then pratikraman is there. And when we put all of these together, then we progress further. Next question. I just wanted to know, Dada Shri said that, a lot of people said he was a god. How long did it take for his wife, Deepak Bhai, to accept him as a god? Until 1985 or 84, his wife, Hirabha used to say he is like a god, but he is not God. God is Lord Krishna only. As it, Deepak Bhai says, no, he has just corrected himself. 79 to 80, by 79 to 80, Niruma started living a lot with them, the two of them, Dada and Hirabha. And at that time, so it took about 20 years for her, but she was a very, very pious lady, very pure in heart. Dada used to say, as Dada, she says, I have only 12 years, past 12 years since I have become a god, but my wife is not accepting it so far. it'll take another few years. And in fact, after 12 years, Dada had said, when 20 years pass, that's when she says, okay, I give you the certificate, he's a god. Yes, Dada is indeed a god. Now, the next question from Reena. There are two types of veils. There is the veil of the karma, and then there is the veil of the natural progression on the path of liberation. So you talk about a pending discharge. What do you mean by a pending discharge? And what is pending when we say this discharge is not over? In Akram Vignan, the second veil, which is on the natural path of progression, is immediately shattered. It's 75, 76, 77, 78. Those are immediately shattered. Once you become a human being, then there is Kashai, and through the Kashai, therefore, he spins into horizontal levels of either a celestial or another human being or an animal or a hell form. Though that is the horizontal spinning, whereas there is a bottom to top spinning progression on the natural path of progression called the Samsaran Marg. That is no longer applicable for us in Akram, because now we have transcended all of that plus the karma. But when such a path is not available, because this, even like Srimad Rajchandra and himself says that I had raised myself to a tremendous spiritual. So the Gnanvidhi breaks the question, and the Gnanvidhi breaks the veil of Samsaran Marg. He says yes, it does, and the illusion, the illusionary attraction is broken, but this is much more ahead. This is Kshayak Samkit. That means there is no more illusion left at all for the one who is awakened. Whereas on the Kramic path, we really do not even have the words to describe this, because this is new dictionary altogether. Because this does not fit the traditional dictionaries of the spiritual path. Because it's a Kshayak Samkit. The illusion has been totally shattered, and whatever remains is in discharge only. This is the lady in the wheelchair. In ignorance, or when a karma unfolds, that karma discharge is for both, for the one who is enlightened and the one who is not enlightened. But why do we say it's pending? Why do we say it's pending? Why do we call it pending in Akram discharge, pending discharge belief? Because your belief as Jeff still remains, and therefore you have to scold Jeff and say, Jeff, why do you believe this to be true? Your belief is wrong. I am here on this side of the line, and you still believe that is right. So because your original blunder has been broken, however, the old opinions are there, and these nine columns are there to break the old opinions. But again, so there, and as the fruits unfold, again you will be reminded, yes, oh, I slipped, and therefore, except for the belief that I am the pure self, the pure soul, all other beliefs are totally and dead wrong, and they are, and therefore they call for pratikraman to be done by Patrick, Jeff, and Thea, and Emily. And so when you really regret, your old beliefs are shattered, and so your old path is cleared up. And as you keep on saying, If you say, I'm seeing, and I'm knowing, but you are not because you are sitting in the steamer and then seeing that I am seeing, you are not able to really see where your ship is. You have to really rise into the level of the self and then see where Jeff is making the mistakes. And now in awareness, there are so many levels of awareness. Say there is an unfolding of karma, and then the subatomic particles at that time unfold. Then there is one state there, one state of the seer and the knower, and I can just see what is unfolding. And that is called the perfect discharge. The second level, there is a slight slipping of the awareness. One is not able to remain the knower, the seer, and therefore he enters a little bit into the kashais and he becomes absorbed and becomes a little bit of Jeff, and a little bit of wrong beliefs come in, and the wrong beliefs take over. And the third state is, one says, no, I have to remain in Gnan only, and we set the Gnan again. So there are three levels of discharges. There are all three levels of discharge. One is the perfect discharge, the second one is a little mixture, the third one is when you become, and the third time when we reset the Gnan, then we have to reset it again. I tell that this is not mine. But then what kind of discharge is there at that time? Deepak Bhai says ours is really that we are only in the conviction level with reference to the knower and seer, but our awareness and our experience is not there. When you have 15 degrees awareness and the force of the unfolding karma is 14%, then you will be able to remain aware and not slip. But if the unfolding karma is 16%, 16 degrees, then you will be swept away with it. Therefore, the awareness certainly has to rise. So our current endeavor and our current thrust in satsang is to increase our awareness. And as far as the experience level is concerned, which is the level of the knower and the seer, that is only so we are currently only at the second station. Our conviction is 100% that I am pure soul. Our awareness is at 15% that I am pure soul. And our penance hasn't kicked in yet at all. And our experience is only at the level of 2% where it's of the knower and seer state. So the moment a 3% force of karma unfolds, then you will not be able to remain the knower and the seer. And so by employing these terms unnecessarily, by saying this is wrong, you end up enjoying or end up using deceitful means to enjoy something that is of the body, then you are just using this knowledge as a convenience and you are missing on the awareness part of it. And therefore, let us not even talk about the knower seer state and the gnata drashta, because people are misusing the knower seer. No. Therefore, my question. I says, but you just said that you just enjoyed yourself, and then you're not able to do pratikraman. Then how long does that discharge carry on? Yes, he says, yes, some layers of discharge will go, but it will not be the way it was meant to be discharged. But it is, if it is a force, there are two types of mistakes. One is a very heavy mistake, and the other one is a mistake that can be converted and brought back to normality and at a manageable level. And yes, the person who has committed the fault will know something wrong has happened and he does not know what to do, but he has not really become totally free from this huge knot. Because this knot will sprout for sure. Therefore, Niruma says, the slightest indication of a need to be aware is the suffering. Suffering is the cardinal signal whereby you know you have deviated from the path. So the bhogve anibhul, the fault is of the sufferer, and so you really need to attack it from there. Where did the suffering come from? Yes, a few layers of the karma will fall off, but the original whole tuber with all its multiple million roots that are going in so many different directions are still there. So you see, even if it is mild, so you have three layers of onion gone, but you still got the whole onion. But what you have been able to remove is only that which is unfolded due to SCE. The whole root and the tuber is still there. And because you dozed off even as you were trying to cut one of the roots, this happened. These mistakes are so dangerous because they are so pleasant. They are deceitful. They are associated with intense greediness. They are associated with temptations. They are associated with wanting to enjoy that which is pleasant with reference to the five senses. They are, if somebody compliments you, you know that you like it. And the moment you like it, you know that is a mistake. So you have to, for our Mahatmas, there is a very heavy amount of Purusharth necessary. The final thrust on the Himalayas is still needed, because you have attained this knowledge through Gnan and grace only. And you were nothing until you received this knowledge. Now you will need to attack it with the full intensity of the awakened awareness and not to protect a single mistake. So the first order of the business is to recognize a mistake as a mistake, recognize that which is pending, and and accept that you are not the knower-seer, because if you are the knower-seer, nothing would touch you. So make her sit in Samayik, make him sit in Samayik. Why did you do this? You talk to the person, talk to Patrick in Samayik. One hour of Samayik is excellent, because in the entire Upiyog, the awakened awareness is one of Gnata Drashta, knower seer state. In Samayik, the greatest benefit is that everyone who does Samayik is in the knower seer state, and therefore they are able to melt away a lot of their faults. But it depends upon what kind of glasses you are seeing. If you are seeing in Samayik through a very thick spectacle lens, then you won't see even much. Now, like she goes on to Gautam Swami was the right-hand person of Lord Mahavir, and he had a lot of rag and attachment for Lord Mahavir. And he was fully enlightened, and in fact he was able to enlighten a lot of other people. And he was also following the agnas of Mahamas. But what was it about that rag of his that he was weak, and therefore he could not attain liberation himself? See, Deepak Bhai says, the veil was residually remaining in certain locations on the soul of Lord Gautam Swami. And as soon as it left, he had the clear and the direct experience of the self, but he had just a few degrees left for total enlightenment only. Because He had the veil of precious tamov, intense love and liking for the Lord. It was not an illusionary attraction for anything else. This was real rag for the fully enlightened one. So the moment you see him, you forget everything else. But it didn't hurt him in any way. It did not really hurt him too much, because a little bit later, after the Lord left, he recognized that this was a wrong thing to have, and therefore he became immediately enlightened. And when he was able to see the Vitarakta, the absolutely detached state of the Lord himself, then when the Lord passed away, he says, "Oh my God, did the Lord leave without me?" And so then he recognized how Vitarakta the Lord was, and therefore he attained full enlightenment instantly. So amidst all that you like in this world, the one that lets you become free from all that is the Prashastarag, which is the intense attraction that one has for the Gnani liberator, because that will pull you towards the self, capital S capital, and ultimately towards liberation. Next question from Ketam. This is about progression of Gnan. It has been said that awareness constantly increases after Gnan Vidhi, and then there is talk about awareness increasing and decreasing. What's going on in here? There is one aspect which says that awareness is constantly increasing after Gnan Vidhi. Actually, Deepak Bhai says, he says the awareness will only leave if one takes the totally wrong path by committing serious faults. But for the one who is repenting for his faults after awakening, his awareness keeps on increasing. But what happens is, because this is awareness is 15 degrees and the force is for and the karma force is 100 degrees and therefore that awareness does not help and therefore the karma tsunami sweeps him away. Now, anything that unfolds has got a sunset also. Anything rise that rises will have a sunset. The sunrise and the sunset. The same with the intensity of the karma. So, when the karma that was 100% comes to about 14 degrees, then the Jagruti will kick in and he'll say, oh, I'm so sorry this happened. I shouldn't have done it. This is dead wrong. And therefore he is so repentant. And this is on the base, and he is able to repent because he is the awakened one in Akram Vignan. He, because when the sunrise was full, when the karma was in full expression, he was lost in enjoying that karma and he was enjoying it. So because the expression of the karma was so heavy, he had become so-called Jeff at that time. But as it comes back to 14% awareness, 14% intensity of the karma, then the 15% Jagruti kicks in and therefore he is able to then repent and therefore it is. So this is how it is. So, the person who says that I can remain aware is because his karma force is such. But if you get khichdi, which is just a mixture of rice and lentil soup for 6 days in a row, then your temple will rise, will it not? Because it's... So then is, but on the seventh day when you get your, this is how it is. Therefore, so penance is multidimensional. And so you can, if you, so when, so because of the heavy sunrise, it appears that you, that the awareness is dimmed. However, your awareness does not decrease from the 15% that has arisen in the Gnanvidhi. So now, even when you try to wash your hands underneath a very heavy spout, your hands will move away if the water comes out too heavily. Therefore, you close the tap a little bit, and when the water pressure is just right, that's when you are able to wash your hands, are you not? And that is how you wash your hands, through pratikraman. Sometimes 3 or 4 days may pass, and then later on you are sitting in satsang, or somebody reminds you, and then all of a sudden, then you recognize, yes, this was nothing but a filled stock only. So, and therefore then you again apply your awakened awareness. But in the meantime, the enjoyer has enjoyed everything that he needed to. So therefore the intellect is constantly into sleep, sex, food, and self-validation. However, but when the force is heavy, at that time, you need to have very steady feet at that time. But because it is pudgal, it is of a non-self complex, the non-self complex is constantly increasing and decreasing, whereas this awakened awareness of the self is constant. And so, and the higher his awareness, the lesser he will be moved by the unfolding effect of the circumstances and the life evidences. This is the guarantee, says Deepak Pai. And he will never lose his awareness, and that is the guarantee and the beauty of this awakened awareness of Akram Vignan. He will awaken for sure. So if we come to satsang, he says now, after 3 to 4 days satsang, he becomes very, it feels as if I am very much awakened and awake. However, if he goes back into his routine life, it feels like his jagruti, his awareness is becoming a little dim. Is that because the karma force, or is it because of some kind of leakage? In the satsang there is jagruti for sure, but Deepak Bhai says, yes, the karma force were always there. However, which is when somebody throws a stone on a pond which is covered with green stuff, one is able to see. Now as more and more stones, as because so you need to throw. But the nature of the karma forces are such that, so you need the boosters of this satsang to kind of keep, yes, where this it is like the green stuff that takes over again and covers the surface of the pond, the algae, once you have thrown the stone after a while. And while the stone is thrown, you can see deep within, and you're able to see the beauty of the self within, and then again it covers it up. So now that you are seeing the depths of the beauty of the satsang within, therefore you really want to now remain in that. And the second time around, you will not become one with those mistakes when they happen. The second time around, Therefore, one can say that yes, those pleasant mistakes were forceful. The good food, the good sex, or the good sleep, etc., were forceful, and therefore, I got lost in it. Especially in satsang like this, the force of satsang is not very heavy, and therefore one is able to look deep within. Therefore, you need to be able to tag and also tabulate and understand the nature of the mistakes. And another thing is very important. Pratiti, your darshan, your vision, I am pure soul, is kshayak. It is absolutely there for yours. You're forever, nobody can take that away from you. I am pure soul. And that is the experience that has happened. And that experience at the 2% level and the conviction at the 100% level will never leave. And therefore, is it like this? There is one awareness which keeps increasing. And then there is another. And then later on there is a veil because of the karma. I'm still not very clear on the veil of the karma. Let's categorize two kinds of categories. Soft mistakes and very sticky mistakes. The very light mistakes, if you can win over the light mistakes, then you will have the energy to rise over the very heavy mistakes. So now that you understand and have categorized the nature and the intensity of the mistakes that the non-self complex is prone to, and your understanding has increased along those lines, you will be able to be in the force of the awakened awareness and with the understanding. And now what happens? Let's make it a little more clear. You're 100% convinced that I'm not Ketam, I'm pure soul. And then now you have to, so in what way I'm pure soul? And now Ketan makes a mistake, make him do pratikraman. This is all, this is like the four steps of the smoking. Smoking is dead wrong. In what way it is wrong? Every time you smoke, do pratikraman for it, and never protect it, and do pratikraman for it, and then also never protect the mistake of smoking. In the same way, do the same thing for sexuality. How, in what way sexuality is wrong? Show him that, and every time there is a slightest sexual thought, you lift it up and pick it up and throw it out, and it's a therefore, yes. Okay, then, okay, so now say you get over and conquer over sexuality. Have you got about, I'm superior, I'm wanting to have it my way, I wanted to exercise my dominance. So in all of those mistakes, now then on all of those major chapters, oh, that I'm good, I'm okay, I'm good looking, I have a good mind, I have a good way with words, etc., etc. I mean, the list is endless. And so in all of those places, you have the 100% conviction. Now, 100% conviction that all of this is dead wrong will have to be removed, will have to be exercised. You know that sexuality is wrong 100%, and you have already overcome that, but you are not convinced that I am superior is dead wrong by 100%. It is only there for 10%. So you need to progress to 100% by saying this idea and that inner hold and that inner awareness and an inner kind of superiority attitude that I'm better, I know something, it needs to go by 100%. So, and then you take on this other issues of wanting to have it your way, and when you give an order, other people should follow through. So now it's just a matter of 85%, 95%, 15%, and it's just a matter of balancing. Once you become 100% in that, move on to the other percent. Then there are three other steps left. And same thing with, this is in greed also, there is also in pride also. So there are people who say, you know, I have dedicated my life to this cause, I've given my everything, but you still say, I should keep a little bit for my own self down the line, should I not? That is greed. Supposing you've given all your money, then there is the issue of pride kicking in. And now there is, I am, in the mind there is, I am good, I am superior, I am clever. Other people don't know anything. I have a better way of doing it. I am better at it. More people listen to me. I mean, these are all the branches of the tree of pride. In what way are you superior? you only have a 3% conviction that you are not superior. You know, so 93% you still have a conviction within yourself that you are superior than the rest of the guys around you. So how are you going to move away from there? So now once you come out, then the flywheel effect will kick in. Once you become 51%, 55%, then the flywheel effect will automatically kick in. And ultimately, when somebody compliments you, it should bite you like a poisonous snake within. You should not like it. Have you reached that state where people, when they compliment you, you do not like it? And then you'll say, Deepak, when now talks about his older brother of Dadashri, telling Dadashri, saying that I have never seen a more proud man than you. You have got such a heavy ego. I have never seen a more egoistic person than you. Dadashri says, yeah. And I started investigating it. And then he says, from that day onwards, I started recognizing my mistakes of pride. So he says, yes, we are able to move these veils by 1 or 2%, but then again we drop the veils. It's like, even though we remove the curtains, we are not tearing off the curtains. We are letting them leave, hanging them on the rod, so the force of the karma again brings the veil back in front of us. So the moment you progress again, you forget. So this is a very detailed process. By looking at each, every mistake, in a very specific, you should have a 100% conviction that it is wrong. And in how is it wrong, you have to go into detail. And every time it rises, then you should recognize it as a reason. And if somebody accuses you, never enter into an argument, never protect yourself. These four steps are so critical, four steps to be removed yourself from a mistake. And in that, this darshan, this pratiti, the jagruti, pratiti, the awareness, the conviction, the awareness, all of these three words of the conviction, the awareness, and the experience and the penance will fit in very beautifully in all of these. And once you fit it exactly, because you're not able to see it with such clarity, it feels as if you are covered up with the veils and the curtains that up until now seemingly let in the light, but then now it appears hazy again. So every day again you're back into the same old mood and therefore it guesses. But yes, your awareness of 15% will never leave. And because of the persistence of the 15% awareness, you are able to revert back to the area where you know that a fault has happened, and therefore you are able to revert and also do the pratikraman. So sooner or later, therefore, you know you are going to remain awake. So if you oppose that mistake 15 times, you have, yes, as a brahmachari boy, and this young man Ketan is a brahmachari boy, and so therefore, he says, yes, you're so good as far as sex is concerned. So you have attained very good results with reference to sexuality. But on these other aspects where you are in charge of the Dadavani magazine, you know, the other issues, this gentleman is in charge of the Dadavani printing. He says, does it change? Let's take a little pause. Yes, thank you. I'm going to pause here. Yes, Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand.
Yes, Srinath.
Jai Sachidanand. Just a little break.
That sounds a little longer than most other ones.
Yes, I think because of this question, a very beautiful question from the last Aptaputra, which is shedding a lot of light, a very beautiful way. This particular last question will have to be literally written up and then translated for an exactness. Okay, so shall we resume?
Yeah, I think so. Just 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes? Yeah, so let's just resume. Okay.